The list is life. More than just a famous line from the movie Schindler's List, it's how Eva Lavie and some of her family were able to survive the Second World War. Eva was just 8 years old when Oskar Schindler, the German industrialist who saved 1,200 Jews during the Holocaust, put her family's names on the list, and she calls herself a child of miracles, surviving the Krakow ghetto in Poland, a Nazi labour camp, even Auschwitz, before reaching the safety of the Schindler factory. And Eva is in New Zealand talking to 27 schools around the country about the Holocaust, speaking at the University of Otago tonight. Eva on the line with us from Dunedin. Good afternoon, Eva.
Good afternoon.
Can you tell us about your experience in the ghetto? Because these days that's something that not a lot of people know, especially the younger generation. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yes, of course. From the start, the ghetto was like a very good thing for me because I was 2 years old and I have only father, mother, and me. We're a little family. And when we came to the ghetto, there were many, many Jews, you know. I didn't know what happened out there because I was 2 years old, you know.
Yeah.
So I have many uncles and aunts, and I was the center of attention. Yes, I liked the ghetto. 1 week, 1 week I liked it. After that, we understood the disaster, and it was a really, really very, very bad place to be in. Three or four families in one apartment, not a very big one. And the Germans came every here and there to take the old people or the sick or the children. They took everyone. They killed. Every week they have another action, and they really killed everyone. So my mother, which was really very dominant through the war for me, she took me and talked to me a very serious talk. I was 2 years old, yes. She told me, this is war. There are people, they want to kill you. So please, be very obedient, don't be hurt, don't be seen. You will hide all the time. You will be very quiet, and you will be very obedient to what I will tell you. Okay, so I was little robot doing everything my mother told me.
All right, so that sank in immediately. She once shoved you out a window to cling to a drain pipe in freezing weather, I think,
yes,
Eva.
Yes, she did. When some soldier came to our building and knocked on the door, and my mother didn't answer, so that he will think that nobody is there. Okay, but he was very persistent, so he came in. My mother took me out of the window immediately. It was very, very, very cold winter, and she put me on the drain pipe, and she told me, don't knock on the window, don't talk, don't cry, do nothing. Wait till I open the window again. And I did it. I was almost frozen chicken, really. But when it was, when he went out and didn't find me, she defrosted me, you know?
Defrosted you.
Yeah.
So you were a little robot, but you would have felt, I know that terrible things went on in that ghetto and there were people just shot in the street, and your family would have been afraid all the time. You would have registered that even as a tiny girl, I'm sure.
Yes, it was. I was all the time frightened, really. My grandchildren asked me, what did you do in the ghetto? Nobody was there with you. They worked. Well, what have you done? I think I was very busy to be paralyzed by my fear. That's all.
Your experiences were amazing, and I know your mother's experiences too were horrific. How did you get on Schindler's List, please, Eva?
Many of the Jews knew very well her director Schindler because they worked in his factory in Krakow before the war, during the war. The name of the factory was Amalia. And he was like usual German Nazi, but only at the beginning. After that, he was completely changed. When he saw all the bestial things that they did in the ghetto, he changed. When he saw the children going to gas chambers in the trunk and the lullabies playing, he was from Nazi officer, or he turned to be a Jew lover, really. And he did very, very courageous things to save some of the Jews. I was acquainted with him only in the camp in Płaszów. He was known to everyone. He came to the camp. He was a friend with Amon Gett. And it was very good that they think that he is one of them, so he could do and convince them to everything. He was a womanizer, was very good looking. He liked to drink whiskey, but he was an angel.
Yeah. You know?
So when we were in Płaszów, everyone knew that there are rumors that there are at least one of this, one of that. People who didn't know exactly what's going on, but in the Jewish committee in the camp, they made the list according to Mr. Schindler's orders. He went first of all the people that work in the Amalia. And after that, some that he knew that are good people, that many reasons were to be put on the list. But I think that my mother was a kind of little celebrity over there, because she worked also in Amon Gett Villa doing his ironing. She was a specialist. And I don't, many reasons were that we were put on this list. I don't know especially what it was, but Mr. Schindler, of course, knew me also, and he even explained to the Nazis that he's putting me on the list of the specialists because I have a very, very tiny fingers and slim, and he taught me how to clean some kind of cannon or bomb or I don't know whatever in his factory. But and he was so charismatic, and he could convince anybody and everything. So they bought the story, and I was on the list. And I went to Brinitz, to Czechoslovakia.
Amazing story of yours. And, of course, the train, I think, on the way to his factory, your train diverted into Auschwitz. And
yes, that's right.
And that could well have been the end.
Yes, there is another story, and also really, really interesting story, because I was in Auschwitz, and we were 300 women. We wait in the barracks in Auschwitz that they will take us to Czechoslovakia. But they didn't take us, and we wait, and we were very, very afraid and almost sure that we'll be dead. But one day, one of the women guardians came to my mother and approached her and told her that she wants to take me from her and put me in a Kinderheim. My mother, no, I don't want to be separated from my daughter, and all crying. And but you can't convince anybody in Auschwitz to anything, and you can negotiate, of course. So we are crying that we have to be separated. But I was took to the kindergarten in Auschwitz. I think it was really in Birkenau. I didn't want what it is, but it was a very good Kinderheim, really. Really?
Yes, but in Auschwitz, I think you were in the showers one day, not knowing what was going to come out.
I was.
Water or gas?
But water, came water, and even so we were sure they are going to die. Mm. The water, we cried from happiness, really.
Your story is incredible, as are many of the Holocaust survivor stories. You will be visiting 27 schools while you're in New Zealand.
Yes.
Can I ask you lastly, what do they ask you? What do children today want to know about what you lived through, Eva?
Yes. They ask me what I think about, what's my attitude to the Germans today.
And what do you say?
I say I don't hate Germans as all the people in Germany, because they had a lunatic leader, and they have no other way, and they must to do things. I hate, really hate the Germans that were soldiers and did they work in the ghetto and in the camps with joy, with love, with humiliation. Those I hate, really. But not the soldiers that worked and did all this. And I received at my home some years ago, I received a girl from another school in Germany to be with my daughter, and I really accept her with open arms. She did nothing.
You're a remarkable person to talk to, and I know that there's fascination around, such interest around your tour here. Good luck with your time in New Zealand. Thank you for giving us time today.
Thank you.